This is Athens News Matters from WUGA News. I'm Alexia Ridley. And joining me now in our studio to talk about the week in news and politics is our panel of commentators, Gwen O'Looney from WXAG, Blake Aud from Flagpole Magazine, community organizer Fred Smith, and Lee Shearer from the Athens Banner-Herald. So let's start with the continuing and confusing saga of Damon Means and the Clark County Board of Education. 2 weeks ago, Dr. Means said it was time for the board to discuss how he would depart. The next day, the district issued a statement saying that Means was still employed by the district. Then we had a quiet couple of weeks. And then, at a meeting on Tuesday, we hear that the superintendent is indeed leaving, although details are still sketchy. So, Fred, I'm going to start with you first on this. Where does this leave the Clark County School District now?
Well, I think it leaves it in a kind of a confused state and also in a sad place because, again, my good friend Blake, he has announced in the paper 2 times that he was gone. And I asked the question this morning, who's the superintendent? And they told me Dr. Means is. So I guess maybe there's going to be a third announcement about the fact that he has departed. And so this is kind of symbolic of what's kind of going on in the community. A lot of talk about this, that, and the other. But the sad thing is, I think that that's not enough focus. We haven't been able to get people to focus on whether or not the schools are improving. And in the instances where we know that there have been improvement, it doesn't get any attention. A few people like me would say something. It get hardly any attention in the news coverage, and it seemed to be, the news coverage seemed to be really, really one-sided.
It seems to me like it's going to be a long time before we can get that focus, too, because things are so messed up on the board, even with Damon Means gone, which I think we can safely assume is going to happen. That's going to leave a mess behind, not entirely of his making either. I put most of the blame on the school board, and now they're going to have to deal with it some way or another, which I'm not sure that they're capable of doing right now.
Well, you know, I thought it was interesting, Jared Tybee's letter where he said that the board's goal in hiring Means was to address the inequality and that sort of thing. So I think that Means came in with that message. And a lot of people call it politics, that he did not do a good job of understanding the local politics. But I would call it leadership and change, which is very difficult, but its first requirement is listening and determining the partnerships you have to build. And I think Means did not take the time to do that. I think he's a strong personality that did not plow that ground well and plant those seeds. And so it became later like a black and white whether they supported him. And I don't think that was true. The leaders in this community hired him because they want to address. They're not tolerant of this inequality. They want to address it. But I think they needed to have been incorporated into it in a way where they understood the strategy better. And he might have used more local resources. But he knew his Wisconsin ones, and so he wanted to work quickly. But I think in doing that, he did not create the kind of connections that he really needed to make the kind of changes that he wanted to make.
Can anyone? I mean, these problems are so deep-seated, and I think we have given them lip service for many years, this inequity.
Well, I think that if he had come in with a different approach, he probably would not have gotten as far as he did, because it's like this for a reason. And like Lee said, it's deep-seated. If it were not deep-seated, somebody would have done something before. And I think, yeah, he came in under the assumption, and we was all excited, that finally someone is going to deal with the inequities in Black education. But then when he started to make those real decisions, and sometimes that involves some changes in people who might not share that philosophy, who might be happy in the status quo. But when he started making those changes, the school board did not support.
Well, What were his improvements, Fred?
Well, I'll give you something that I'm really, really excited about, okay? Because you know where I came from. Came from public housing. And so in Census Tract 201 in East Athens, there is a school called Stroud Elementary. More than 50% of the people in that census tract are in poverty, more than 50%. The third graders last year on the milestone did better than Chase in reading. Now, shouldn't we have been jumping up and down and excited about something like that? That had never happened before. And we always, in our church, in our community, talk about the fact that the prison system builds jail cells based on third grade reading score, right?
Right, right. Because what changed did Means do?
Well, he changed personnel, and he changed Abbott, which changed the way teachers focus on teaching. So, I mean, he would be best to tell the details of what the plan was, but they were working to a degree. Another school, Apps Road, okay? The third graders there on that milestone, their reading scores increase 100%. And again, and on the CPRI, 9 or 10 schools improved. That's just the beginning. But again, the school board abandoned him and the concept of trying to be fair and equal, because all these other forces start talking in their ear, this group starts saying this group starts saying that.
Well, it's great that there were some schools that showed improvement, but there were a lot of schools that didn't show improvement. And if we had 9 or 10 schools where the scores got better, that means that we had 11 or 12 schools where didn't get better or got worse.
But what about the year before? We have 10 that improved.
Well, you have to
make some kind of comparison.
When you look at the data as a whole, and you can't go 2 years back because of the way that they calculated changed. But when you look at it, it really did not change that much as a whole.
It didn't change much, but it changed some, right?
It was pretty much flat on math, up a little bit on reading,
right?
Overall,
yeah.
But well short of the goals that Dr. Means and the board had set in the strategic plan. He had set the goal of 12%, and it was 2% so far. So it would have to be 10% next year,
right,
which would be amazing if that had happened. Unfortunately, we're never going to see.
Right.
But
1 year is hardly enough to judge really one way.
No, you have
other.
To look at trends, but the way they calculate these things, it changed in 2017, so you can't go back any further.
The state seems to love to change this every year, so you can never track real improvement.
For a long time, but yes. I think that the fair thing to do would be to look at, when you talk about evaluating him and what the goal was it moving? And then you make some determination about whether it moved enough, but did it move in the right direction?
Blake, I wanted to ask you this. In your article, Reverend Abraham Mosley, who you quoted in your story, said that Means was run out of office. Do you believe that's true?
I don't know if I can answer that. I think the discussion we've had so far, speaks to a lot of the issues involved, but I have no insider information right now, and there are a lot of questions that are unanswered. I spoke to Dr. Gant after the meeting, and she basically, everything I asked her said, well, executive session is confidential. So as Mr. Smith mentioned, he was told, I guess, Dr. Means is still the superintendent. I asked that. Is he going to come to work tomorrow? Is he still in charge? And I got no answer. I asked for a timetable of when this is all going to occur and got no answer, so they talked in there for 3.5 hours and I have no idea what anybody said.
Yeah, I think they're all looking for a smooth transition, and I'm sure there's a lot of negotiation. He doesn't want to walk out because he loses his, the monies that come from him terminating the contract, and they probably don't want to spend as much as they have to end the contract, but I would hope that we all start focusing on where we're going. And I think he has done a good job of saying that this community has an inequality that has to be addressed. And I think we recognized that when we hired him.
I think everyone now realizes that we have a problem. And I'm hopeful that the next person is going to continue the work that Dr. Means has done, and hopefully do it in a way where, as Gwen talked about, there will be more buy-in on the how. You know, we all know something needs to happen, but the how. And when I was talking to Dr. Means, we had a good conversation, and he didn't understand why people were so interested in how he was going about doing his job. And in Athens, people are always going to be interested in how you go about doing your job. You know, as Gwen well knows, having been the mayor, you know, people love to quibble over the details of everything endlessly. You know, that's just who we are as a city. So
I think
that's not going to end. That is us.
That's Athens. But at the same time, I think we need to make decisions based on the big issues. And I think that's not what have happened here.
We're going to have to take a quick break right now, but when we come back, we'll talk about ambulance service in Clark County and some troubling information that came out this week. Back in 60 seconds. This is Athens News Matters from WUGA News.
An All Things Considered story starts with the news.
Two women set to become the first female Army Rangers ever.
That day, we wanted to follow it with a conversation from a woman who was in the military.
So we just email everybody.
Whittle it down to one. We get her on the phone.
Welcome to the program, Sergeant Marquez.
Thank you very much, Audie.
I want to start just with your reaction.
There's more to every story on All Things Considered every afternoon.
Welcome back to Athens News Matters. I'm Alexia Ridley, here with Blake Odd, Fred Smith, Lee Shearer, and Gwen O'Looney. I want to turn to an issue that we've talked about before on Athens News Matters, but not recently, EMS service in Athens. Chris Dowd, friend of the show, has a big piece in Flagpole this week about National EMS, which provides ambulance service in Athens-Clark County. Blake, this all started with a 911 call from Barrow Elementary. What exactly happened?
Well, there was a child at Barrow who had an allergic reaction and was given an EpiPen, and the school nurse called 911 to have an ambulance, I guess, transport the child to the hospital, and the ambulance didn't come for a period of time. And apparently then the child's parents came and picked him up and took him, and the nurse canceled the 911 call. But there were some questions to the mayor and commission about this, because they have oversight of National EMS, which is the private company that the hospitals contract with to provide EMS service. And National EMS told them some very things that, if they were true, would be very disturbing. For example, that the nurse didn't actually call 911, that she had called their regular 7-digit phone number, which turned out not to be true, and that schools are somehow incapable of actually even dialing 911, which would be extremely alarming if that were the case.
Yeah, the system is not compatible.
Well, that is not what we were told. That National EMS said the systems were not compatible, but the school district told us that they are in fact compatible. You know, so
of course,
thankfully,
everybody
in this county pays
for 911 service,
and so it just raised a lot of questions about like why National EMS would say these things, and of course, you know, looking into it further, finding out they're not true. I mean, it just kind of, there's been a lot of skepticism and questions about National EMS and their response times and the service they provide, and the hospitals have been firmly behind them. And, you know, there is an oversight committee. I don't think they've been doing a whole lot of oversight. So hopefully now maybe we can get some transparency about this.
Whatever this illustrates, it illustrates the need to have one 911 responding system.
Yes.
Is urgent. I mean, there's a fire station, what, two blocks away?
That never responded. They didn't respond to this call.
Because they
were never dispatched by National EMS.
Dispatched.
Right.
The way it works now is the 911 call goes to the police station, and then if it's medical in nature, it's transferred to National EMS,
right,
who then would dispatch the ambulance and the fire department if necessary.
That's right.
So what the police department wants to do is just handle it all in one place.
Right. They dispatch EMS, and then they call the fire department. Mm-hmm. And so the client and the customer calling or whatever has to start all over again with EMS,
where the
fire department gets a very professional, concise, immediate thing. I think this is a cover-up. It's a cover-up of that Barrow thing, that they reported those things, documented that. That's not a good reason to break any contract, but our contracts are with the two hospitals. And that's very unusual. In most counties, the county commission, or in our case, of course, Athens-Clarke County, would hold those contracts. The state, the legislature, Paul Brown Sr., who was everybody loved, but anyway, he's the one that moved that contract to the hospital. The Athens Regional Hospital was the first, and then they brought in St. Mary's, because when I was mayor, all we had to pay was like some, I went to these meetings with other county directors, and they did not want to own it, but they did. Well, we only paid $100,000 a year.
We're paying $100,000 a year.
Yeah, that's all that's we paid.
So people,
people think that when they're calling 911, 911 is doing the dispatching. But that is not true. It goes through a whole other step.
So my question is this like a local government problem to fix?
It would be the hospital's problem, because the hospitals contract with National EMS to provide the ambulance services. So the hospitals would have to be the ones.
Right. All of our fire department, every single one, is trained as an EMT. And 40% of their current calls are backing up National.
Or getting there first.
And most of them, they're getting there first.
Because we have 9 fire stations and only 2 ambulance locations.
So what's the downside to, you said the police department say they would like to handle all of it?
I don't think there is a downside. So, I mean, it would just be an expense,
again,
but not an exorbitant one.
So is that a government decision?
That would be, yes, as far as the dispatch.
The hospital got to make that.
Not with the dispatch, that's the county. But as far as who's the contractor, then that's the hospitals. Unless Athens-Clarke County decide they wanted to take it over, which would cost millions of dollars, but it could be done.
We are going to have to leave it there for this week. Thanks to our panel, community activist Fred Smith, Blake Odd from Flagpole Magazine, Gwen O'Looney from WXAG, and Lee Shearer from the Athens Banner-Herald. Mm-hmm.